Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker for the Neil Baker Psychic Hour this morning. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Welcome, everybody. Glad you could make it. So lots of callers in the queue today, Neil. So we want to let everybody know that we will be getting to their calls at about 15 to 20 minutes after the show begins. But today on our show, we are discussing the human aura. First, want to let everybody know how to get in touch with us. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button under our profile name, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour, or you may join us on Facebook or Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile as well. And there's two Facebook accounts. One can be found via the other. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. But so today, Neil, we are talking about the human aura, and we often talk about the chakra system on our show. And the aura comes up, but I don't even know if we've done a show specifically dedicated to the aura. So it's kind of exciting.
The aura is really a region of our energy fields that are beyond the human body.
You know what I wanted to point out, too, is that in religious art, the auras are depicted around the people like Jesus, Mary, or other religions, not only Christianity, but the aura is the halo surrounding the body. So that's the etheric realm.
It's considered a halo sometimes. There's different layers now to the aura. They kind of go hand in hand with the chakra system because the chakra system is still part of the spiritual body. You're not going to find the chakra system in the physical body. You're going to find it in the spiritual astral body. So that's the inside content. The outside energy, we have a whole region of outside energy that it would be considered the astral realm, but that's only one region of the outside realm.
What I find interesting is that these religious art depicts the auras, but you know, in religion, you don't talk about auras. I mean, Catholicism, there's no discussion about auras or working on your chakras or your etheric chakras.
Emanating light or glow. There's different descriptive terms that have been translated into English regarding the energy field of a human being, the halo, the outward glow, the radiant with light. Ascending spirits, things like that coincide with that. But the aura itself is more or less a light emanating from the body to a force field, or if you will, a universal energy field. So that aura is basically a huge area, although it has many planes within it, planes. And those vibrate at different frequencies. Some are very high frequencies. The higher you go, the higher the frequency. Some are at a lower frequency level. And more responsive to the body. As you go up higher, then the energies are more responsive to spiritual needs. So we have this area of material and physical energies, spiritual energies, and that aura, so to speak, is in different layers. Some might consider it as immediate 9 layers of energy, and they relate to the human energy system on different levels. which includes the chakra system itself.
Now, can the aura be compromised? I mean, I know the answer is yes, but I wanted you to elaborate on that, because sometimes the aura can be thin depending on what's occurring in our psyche or in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, the aura can be compromised because you're dealing with different layers. You're dealing with celestial bodies, etheric energy, astral energy, mental energy, emotional energy, and physical energy. And these layers extend outward. Like, you'll get the emotional, then the mental, then the astral, then the etheric, celestial, and it goes upward in time. And each layer, you kind of look at it as a layer of watercolors. Each one has this enveloping energy around the whole body itself. And as you go upward, the colors of the energy fields above our heads also have a certain layer of energy and a certain color density. Now, if we're dealing with physical matters coming from an astral realm, if we're dealing with matters of the body or the earth, and we want to do it through the more of an astral realm element, which will take in aspects of past lives and things like that, then we go to that first layer, that physical layer. That in turn affects our emotional layer, the emotional element of our lives, which have a kind of intensity as well. And we know the emotions can affect the physical layer, but that is part of the aura system. And then we go higher to the mental area, the way that we think about spiritual matters, astral. Now, the astral layer, which is right above the mental layer, that's where we astral project. When our soul, when our astral bodies leave our body, they go through that emotional layer, the mental layer, until they even get to the astral layer. And that's why it's called astral projection, because you're actually, the astral body within you is moving outside of the body, going through the emotions, going through the mental states. And this is where a lot of our dreams occur, without actually leaving. I mean, we leave the body, but we don't leave the body and go into the etheric realm, which is a whole different element, and then the celestial realm, which is even a higher element, where we can encounter higher energies, Christ-like energies, angels, high angel energies, are more or less residing in the celestial realm. They don't typically come down to the lower levels. We have to rise ourselves up to those layers.
So the more the layers are fortified, the better chance we have at communicating with higher beings.
Yeah, it goes in stages. I mean, when you're very advanced, you can make a quantum leap over the layers and hit immediately the celestial layer and have an immediate connection. Celestial layer, what?
Celestial. We like to add an R just for good measure.
Well, I just want to remind
myself. It's for your middle name. You're adding yourself in there. It's your middle initial.
Well, I was bringing along the physical element of my life, which that's is right. A speech impediment. So, you can move through those layers, but basically when you're leaving the body and you're looking at that whole aura energy, that's why people who are good healers work very well in the physical element of the aura system, because they work on a physical layer. Very gifted therapists or spiritualists will work on the emotional layer / the mental layer, because they've got that connection very close to the region of the astral and etheric plane and the celestial plane. That is more or less more there's more divine information. When you get into the celestial bodies and the etheric bodies, those people don't typically do individual readings. They do mass readings. They talk on a mass level of energy. So that's why, you know, sometimes when you see these spiritualists and psychics who seem to evolve, and then it's hard to get an appointment with them because they're
booked for 2 years or something.
Level,
yeah.
And they have usually meet in groups, or they have big stadium presentations. they more or less, if they're authentic, they more or less work on the etheric and celestial planes, because they're not dealing in that individual matter of the emotional and mental state on an individual way. They gravitate more towards it on a human race level. And so they have that high agenda going. When we as common people are connecting in our own realm, and we're not trying to be great spiritualists or great psychics, and we just want to move into the aura of our energy, then we have to define specifically what is the physicality of spiritualism? Not the physicality of the body, but what is, you have to define it, what is the physicality of spiritualism? What is the mentality of spiritualism? And then what are the higher elements of spiritualism? You know, we can say that, well, spiritualism, you know, I'm really connected to the earth and the planets and the air and the wind and the way my body feels when I'm doing yoga and the breath. That still can be deemed as a body experience. Not to say that there can't be spiritual connotations and inspiration involved, but in order to really connect to the higher aura realm, you have to leave the body. You can't stay in the body to connect there. You know, we can talk about other parts of the world all we want. We can watch videos, we can see movies and things like that, but you'll actually, to be on the other side of the world, you have to take your body and go there. And it's the same as the celestial planes. When you leave the body and you enter the aura, you're what I consider to be in the wilderness. That's a term biblically, in the wilderness, which is really the
right
aura field.
So when Jesus was in the wilderness in the Bible, your interpretation is that he was actually astral projecting.
He was astral projecting.
It wasn't actually in, like, you know, the Sahara.
No, he didn't, like,
environment. He didn't go to a desert.
There's themes and theories that he walked around and he went to India and different places. But we're not here to discuss the proof of that. We're here to say that he didn't, when he wanted to talk to God, he didn't walk 200 miles into the wilderness or 100 miles into the wilderness or, you know, even 2 miles into the desert to talk to God. God was within him. So what he did was he just took his spirit and left his body and thereby went into that realm where he went into his individual aura system and connected to the highest, one of the highest planes known to our human mind. But when we're doing that, when we're trying to connect, I have a lot of people who ask me about astral projecting. And basically, if you're not doing it in your sleep, which has a more natural tendency, but one that you can, in essence, control and direct, but to consciously, in a waking state, leave your body and enter the astral realm takes a great degree of conscious effort. You're not relaxed in that realm where your consciousness is shut down and the living unconsciousness takes over. So it's hard to achieve that state in the waking state, although it's very possible. So that's why people start to practice deep meditation.
Right.
And consciousness raising techniques to achieve that kind of transcendence out of the physical body.
I'm trying to decide what to do here because we're about at that time, Neil, that we need to start taking callers. And of course, we never have enough time to discuss the topics that we want to discuss in detail. So we're always continuing. Would you like to continue or is
no,
there something else
callers.
You wanted to
we've
say?
Got a lot, no, we've got a lot of callers and our show is, you know, mainly for them. So
what we can do is do a second show on this on Wednesday and we can take our callers now because there's so much to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, if there's
the
people interested in the topic, send us a message.
Yeah.
You want to hear more about it because I'm playing this for our public, and if you're interested, we'll continue with the topic.
Okay, let's bring on our first caller, shall we? Oh, callers 831-954 and our private caller, the one with the block number, do not have one pressed. So please do press one to speak with us. All right, and if we should disconnect callers, because last show we did, we kind of got cut off in the middle of the show, And I had to call back in. Just hang out in the queue and we will be back. Hopefully that won't occur today. 443, hi.
Okay, 1 second.
Are you there?
Anna?
Hi, Anna. We cannot just talk right into your phone because we can't hear very well. How are you, Anna?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We can hear you great now. Where are you calling from? What's your birth date and your question?
Calling from Maryland. My birth date is September 9th. And my question is
September 9th and what year?
75.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
And I'm torn about a decision I'm trying to make in my relationship. I'm just not sure if this is something that's going to make it in the long term or not.
Okay, and you're coming up on a birthday here, 1975. Yeah. You're about to turn 40, so that's her karmic number. So you are in a huge transition, Neil.
Yeah, you are in a big point of huge transition, as Kristen said. And you know, your relationship with this person, the reason you're having this decision to make regarding relationship, well, your master number is 4, so we know that's the heart. And it's made up of 40, and you have 40 years of karma, which you're approaching real, real soon here when you make major changes. Now, the person that you're with, I mean, there might be some suggestion that you've known this person anywhere from 2 to 4 years, but there's also an idea that it could be 7 years. But with that, those three notions in mind, how long have you known this person?
It was 3 years in July.
Yeah. So that's the first category of thought, 2 to 4 years. Now your master number is 4. So you're shy of a 4-year energy with this person, but you said July, which represents the year that in your life, the 7 for July, and it's coming up to 3 years, which means that you met the person due to a past life karma. So you've known the person in the past life and there's conflicts that you're working out with this person. I do see a lot of animals in the environment. Who has animals or had animals? Where's theirs animals? Pets?
It's ironic, his dog and I, which we get along like, you know, soulmates. Her name is 7. She's like my baby, and it actually saddens me when I think about leaving because of the dog too.
Well, maybe you should marry the dog and just excuse the idea of a strange looking boyfriend. But the idea of milk. So the dog, you call it a baby, and you say the number 7. So those are words that were echoing. Those are echoing my words on my tongue. And I know that this is a past life, and the dog who is a baby, today it's a dog. In the past life, you had a baby with this man.
Oh.
And you were married to this man before.
But the dog wasn't the baby in a past life. Just to clarify.
The man was the dog in the past life, and the dog was your boyfriend. So like, everything got mixed up. Who knows? It was a massive.
No, he's joking. Okay. We're joking.
So here you are in this dilemma where, you know, the stories change. I mean, the dog, you just have a dog. The dog wasn't in the past life, but the dog represents the symbol of the child that you had with this man in a past life. And the energy of this was probably that the past life you had with this man ended in divorce, but it probably didn't end resolved. So you come back with, you're meeting the guy again. There's no baby involved because the karma doesn't permit there to be another child in the picture as of yet, and probably won't be. But the element of there being a baby type symbol to represent a conflict of interests regarding a possible separation is now kind of positioned into this element of the dog. Because the theme of the child has been reduced to just an animal, which isn't as legally, you know, intense, but still emotionally, we're talking about the emotions of the aura system. Here we have the emotional system going on, the emotional mental system. So your idea of working this out, probably you're here to resolve the issues with this person and not transcend with them. My guess is that you don't stay, you're not going to stay with this person, but mm-hmm. this time there'll be closure.
Okay.
That's my guess. That's my guess, my hunch. Now, if you do decide to renew your contract with this person, if the two of you stay together, then that means there's a transcendent factor going on. And Anna, quite confidentially, that would require in a more intense reading for me to get his birth date and to analyze the concepts between the two of you. But I can go only so far today with your question.
Right. Okay.
Hopefully that helps you somewhat, Anna, and you're always welcome to call our show again, or you can reach out to Neil directly at 562-596-7818.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It was helpful. Yes.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Thank
and
you.
Good luck.
Okay.
It's hard to separate from pets. Gosh. Especially when you're splitting up. So.
Did you say pests or pets?
Pets.
Because we had an ant problem here. It's very hard to separate.
Right, exactly. Okay.
And uncles, I guess.
Ha, 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 ha. Okay, 407. Good morning.
Hi there, Kristen and Neil. How are you doing today?
Hi, who's this?
This is Michelle from Florida.
Hi, Michelle. Hi.
Hi.
You know, I didn't even notice you in the queue, and I was thinking about the email that you sent me. The last one. So, and I hadn't responded to that, but now you're here.
Oh, that's okay.
Why?
Well, my birthday is 10-17-74.
Got it. And she's a 30 equals 3. Yes, I have it memorized.
Yes, I'm sure by now. I have a different question today, Neil. I would like to know if it's possible you could give me some messages from my dad, or if it's, or messages in general, whichever seem more important.
Well, the message, the immediate message I get from your father is a symbolic playing card. Did your dad, well, first of all, on a physical level, did he have anything to do with poker, cards, gambling? Did he like cards, anything that connects on that level?
Yeah, he liked to play card games, and we used to play it together.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you kind of go into a world where that might be common turf, you know, but not everybody. I mean, I never played cards with my father, so I'm not coming from a background of common thought. But I do think specifically that I'm getting a message from your father about playing cards, which means that, first of all, I'm here. I'm here and I'm looking at Neil's radar, and the best way I can connect to you is to throw him this imagery of playing cards. So first of all, he calls you his little baby girl because it's playing cards. You played them when you were smaller with him. So first of all, he loves you and embraces you as a father to a daughter would when the daughter's maybe about 9 or 10. I don't know why he tells me 9 or 10. And was there a divorce anywhere? I can't remember. Is there a divorce anywhere?
I don't think we know that information.
I'm divorced.
Did we know that?
I didn't know that.
I mean, if I knew it,
I would say to you, I knew that. I saw, you know, I'm not fooling.
I don't think we've ever found that out, no.
So he tells me that he's aware of your divorce. I guess his cosmic intelligence is aware of your journey on the planet. So he's aware of your divorce, and he calls sorry about that. Sometimes you have to fold a card, and it's necessary, but that's just what he's saying. He is talking about a little girl. Now, do you have a little girl, or is he still referring to you?
I don't have a little girl, mom.
So he's still referring to you because he's already reading with you being a little girl. So he's referring to you. And he's, you know, first of all, I think what
Hello, I think I lost you. Hello? Okay, well, I'll just wait here until you guys come back. Hello?
I'm unable to mute.
Hi, I'm still here.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Well, I can now. I lost like a chunk.
Right. That's what's been happening with the show for some reason. Okay.
There's been some technical things.
Right.
Okay, so
that's fine.
What I'm saying is, well, can you hear me, Michelle?
I'm taking a screenshot of something. Sorry for the click. That's going to happen, everybody. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. She's taking photos of me. I'm posing by the
That's
all
right.
Yeah.
No, we greased them up with baby oil.
It's not all right. All the birds have left in the Okay. So, first of all, what he's saying is, I am here. I want you to know I'm here. And I love you. And I'm connecting to you. So, first of all, he's got that premise going on. And for some reason, he wants to, I think he wants to connect to you via the playing cards. He wants to make a further connection. Now, I can't do that on the radio today, but his message, I think, is anchored by the fact that his presence is here. He loves you, and he's making a connection. He does allude to your divorce. And that's what we got so far in a short little reading. That's what we got so far to validate his energy, which is significant, but I don't think it's the end of the story. You know, you can always call us back, or you could talk to me privately, or you could find somebody else that can connect to them, you know, whatever your choice is. But that's what we got so far.
Is there anything you can tell me, any advice for him about moving forward? That's all, anything simple.
Well, he said to move forward, but not to trust. There's a male energy around you, and he goes, I wouldn't trust him. If I were alive on the planet, I wouldn't trust him. So there's a male figure around you not to trust. We don't know where that is yet, but if that's has any information for you to bear, that is what I'm saying firsthand. He's saying a male figure around you not to trust.
Okay, Michelle. Sorry to leave you hanging. You can call back, or you can call me directly, 562-596-7818. But it's a start. It's a start. Okay, let's take our next, gosh, all the callers are out of order today, unfortunately. 913, actually 831, then 913. 831 is our next. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lisa from California.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi. Great. I've been feeling a shift. I hit 50 years in 6 months, and I'm ready. What's going on?
Are you, Lisa, are you on a headset?
No, I'm on a headset.
Speakerphone? You know, if you could talk directly into the phone, if it's possible, because
yes,
it's very hard.
That's better.
Thank you. That's better. And what's your birth date, Lisa?
March 6, 1965.
All righty. 19. So you're feeling the shift. Is there something? And she's also like our former caller, 40 equals 3. Mm-hmm. What specifically did you want to address today?
Finances. My husband and I are remodeling a house. I'm on the fence with a new starting my business and possibly working, thinking maybe I should need to go out and work part-time elsewhere, or is that elsewhere where I need to be before I start my business? I'm kind of on that fence post.
Ready?
And I've been having a lot of, I'm an empath, I guess you might say, being a nurse. I just, got to put those walls and ground myself all the time. And lately, it's been really strong.
Well, Yeah. Number three energies for people, the stomach chakra is going to be, you get nurses who are threes are going to really get intense with their protecting their energy field, since the stomach is a receiving energy of the body and it's so predominant. And there's a certain empathy about the energy of a person who's a three. So that's going to be intense. You also have a three in terms of your month. And 1965 does factor out to a three. 1965 becomes a 12 or a three. So now to get back to the remodeling of the house, I saw an art project going on with you prior to you saying that. So I'm going to,
I'm laughing because we're doing a auction for my son's school, and I make jewelry and pallet gardens, and I'm a little bit spaced out. Today I'm focusing, trying to focus on things.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, in lieu of the fact that you mentioned nurse, I saw this art energy around you, which I think encompasses the remodeling of the house as well as the jewelry that you're involved in the auction. So all of this is very important to the more of the lower domestic energies of your life. I mean, these aren't great spiritual matters, remodeling your home. But what they do when they communicate to the spirit, you're still responsible for taking care of the earth and your family and the order of your and your child in the school and everything. So it's very important. And I think that the grounding energy of that is extremely important too. So you're going through this kind of grounding energy. The fact that you're 50 years old suggests that you are 20 years beyond your karma. Your karma was at 30. There was a change at 30. You're now 50. That's 20 years henceforth from 30. When you are 51, you're going to be 21 years past 30, which is divisible by 3 times 7. So that's going to be a major change going on at that point in time. I think really I would say to you that the energy of anchoring your, since you're a nurse, but you have some sense of esoteric language. So I would ground my first chakra firmly to the planetary walk, meaning that, you know, what is your purpose of walking on the planet as much as your, what is your spiritual purpose? Right now you need to ground yourself on the, in terms of the rooting the first chakra to the earthly karma that you're establishing and that you've already gotten through. So I think that's real important. Your husband's going to go through a really small, brief health scare, meaning that there's going to be a health concern. It drives him to see a doctor and then it's all okay. But I think that's coming up. I don't know. I mean, that just popped in. Is there any problem with your husband? Is there any asthma, breathing, lung, anything going on immediately in the environment?
Not that I'm aware of. We're pretty active people. We paddle, we hike, we walk a lot. I haven't. The fires in California are a major thing.
Well, okay, it doesn't come with any major concern. It just comes as a small psychic validation that he may have a small thing. I wouldn't be too concerned about it, except to say, well, Neil said it was going to be small. It is. You're at the doctor, and you're okay. That's all I'm saying about that.
Okay.
There seems, you know, and it, for you, it does not in your immediate concern of environment. I don't know why I came in. I felt compelled to share it with you, but it doesn't have any great of concern, just validation.
Okay.
The other part is, did your son ever suffer any kind of leg injury, sprained leg, hurt foot? Kids go through that, but yeah, what was that about?
Well, first off, he grew 9 inches in a year, and he's had a lot of these, what they call growing pains, and I've taken him, my first degree is in Eastern medicine, my second degree is in Western medicine, so I'm on to the chiropractic, homeopathic, before I go into any Western care, and he just started playing football. He's had these finding muscles he hasn't used before type pains, you know, like, oh, what is that in my thigh, Mom? Or what is that in my lower calf? And so we've had to learn, we're martial artists also, so he's had to learn new ways of flexibility for himself. And
Lisa, it seems like I'm moving through your energy field and giving you some validations here and there and giving you a brief reading. But I think what we're left with for this brief reading is with your esoteric knowledge and Eastern medicine
training,
grounding the first chakra to the earth and feeling the intensity of that energy field going upward all through your chakra system, I think will get you plugged in. It's like getting plugged in and recharging, but you got to do it through the earth level with sixth and seventh chakra awareness, starting at the first chakra.
Okay. Well, Lisa.
Okay, I don't know where I'm going to go work, but that's great. I mean, it's
well, it's really, you know, there are short readings.
I'll tell you real briefly. When you do that, the job will come
open
in.
Up.
You got to plug in. You got to plug in there first. And I can't tell you about the job until you've plugged in, but you may not need my help. After you've plugged in, the job's going to come in. So if you know what I'm talking about, if you know what I'm talking about, what to do, I know you're kind of left without getting the answer you want. But if you know what I'm talking about, what to do, and you get plugged in, the screen will light up and you'll know which buttons to push then. Because you're looking at a
blank. I can't wait to tell you what I'm going to do. I will call you and let you know.
Perfect.
Okay, thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye. All right. All right. 913 is our next. Good morning or afternoon, 913.
Good morning. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. This is Andy.
Hi, Andy. Andy with an I?
Yes, Andy with an I.
Okay.
A-N-D-I.
Perfect. And your birth date, Andy, and location?
March 24, 1965, another 1965-er, and I'm in Kansas.
Got another 30 equals three. And Andy, we've spoken with you before. It's been a while. 30 equals three. Lots of 30 equals three, 40 equals four. Interesting. Okay. What's your question, Andy?
My question is about finances. It's been a roller coaster. I'm a student. I do a lot of caregiving. And so it's a little bit difficult in terms of traditional kind of 9-to-5 work. And I've got some family that are ill. So I'm
wondering.
Thanks. I think some of them are going to be fine and some of them aren't. But just in pursuing some external job stuff, it's a little bit difficult. And I'm just wondering if there's any information you could give me about timing.
Okay. Timing.
Timing. Neil. So you're a student and you're 50 years old. You're a student. You're a caregiver. You do some work. You're concerned about finances. You have family that are ill. What I'm seeing, first of all, Andy, I don't know where it's coming from yet, but I'm seeing $20,000 coming your way. Why? I don't know yet.
Okay.
What is that all about? Is there any inheritance awaiting you? Any family money coming in, first of all?
Not that I'm aware of currently, but I guess it's possible, certainly possible.
Okay, nothing. Yeah, well, okay. Well, I'm seeing $20,000 coming in. Now, the image and the voice telling me this seems very strong. So we don't know yet what wave is coming in. It could be out at sea, but it's slowly making its way to the shoreline, so to speak. I know you live in Kansas. Whenever I hear Kansas, I think of the musical Oklahoma, because where the guy goes, what they're doing in Kansas City.
That's right. Everything's up to date.
Yeah, everything's up to date in Kansas City because they learned a new dance step there, I remember. Well, you know what? You know what, Andy? Did anyone ever own a boat in your family or any boating, any boats?
Actually, my brother owns a boat.
Your brother owns a boat. So there's my feeler going out to try to bring in the boat, so to speak, of where these finances are coming from. So far in our detective work, we've got a brother, a boat, and $20,000. Now, it sounds like a big mystery that, you know, that you're watching a movie and you can't make any sense of it yet, but there's going to be something. I don't know yet. But we got to start on those notes because, after all, I'm a psychic, and sometimes I have to be a psychic detective. And so far, I've got a brother, a boat, and $20,000. And Kansas City, I guess. Maybe a new dance step. But what does your brother do? Does your brother, who's involved in industrial arts, or is some engineer, or industrial arts, or architect?
He manages properties. He owns and manages properties.
I'm on your brother's note. We don't know yet what his order is of the day, but there's something to do with your brother. And then from there, the journey may get really wild, but it leads to $20,000. And I don't know yet what purpose your brother may be. Have a small scene in your movie currently. And it's a small scene. We have a dialogue with them. And after that scene, as we continue with the Andy movie, it moves into an area where $20,000 is awaiting you. I don't know where it is yet. Do you talk to your brother? Are you close to him?
We're not close, but we actually did spend some time together because our mom is recuperating from a fall. So we did spend some extended time together, and that's unusual.
Yeah. Well, I'm picking up on some kind of energy field between you and your brother that's a little bit new and different due to your mother's fall, and your mother's fall, well, I'm not insinuating anything's going to happen to your mother, but your mother's fall suggests something, I don't know, something coming up. So that's where we're left. We don't have time. I can't fit this into a whole,
sure,
you know, radio show reading, but we've got that much so far.
Okay.
Take careful notes of what I've said, and we'll try, you know, try to patch it together or call back.
Sounds
or something.
Good.
Okay, yeah. Andy, thanks for
Thank you.
Calling. All right, take care.
Bye.
562-596-7818. And of course, we encourage all of you to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. It helps support our show and keep us going. We give readings, and it's great to have the support of our audience. Right, Neil?
Yeah, absolutely. Their responses to our show really helps us. So
it really does.
We do the show for you. Take the time out and connect to us.
Yes. Okay. 860 is our next. And they have been waiting so long. We've got so many callers. I'm so sorry to keep you waiting. 860. Who's this?
Susan.
Oh, it's Susan. Susan.
Hi.
Hi. Susan, what's your birth date again? I know you're an 8, but I've got to get your birth date.
Okay, October 29th, 58, 6:05 p.m.
Yeah, the time is not really relevant. 11, 12, 22, and she's a 35-8. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's going on?
I'm hoping that he tells me that he sees 50,000 coming.
Are you expecting money?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm just goofing around.
Okay.
I guess on the topic of auras and me, I've had my picture taken for the aura, so I know that mine is very large, like a yellow cloud. So I'm wondering if that means that what exactly that means, I guess.
Right.
Well, the yellow cloud in your energy field yellow can be nice because it's a nice flourishing color. You know, you think of corn and the sun and the heavens. And so it gets really nice. There's something nice and radiant glowing about it. However, in the chakra system, it's going to the third chakra, which means stomach energy is getting in the way of things. Do you have any stomach chakra problems in your life?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are you overweight? Are you pretty fit, Susan?
I'm plump.
Plump. Well, that's plump. Plump.
Pleasantly plump.
You're a little plump. Okay. So that element of being plump and the stomach energy, I'm getting this image that you're not obese. You're just kind of plump. But that energy suggests something in regards to your walk and your mentality of life. So there's something in there. The plumpness may be connected to a little bit of anxiety, depression, that's connected to food, maybe not on a deep level, but there's still some element that your diet is connected to your emotions.
So her karmic higher number is 3 too. I don't know if you noticed that. So that's interesting.
And she's an 8, which is going on. So you know what, Susan, it's probably the reason for the yellow in your aura system. We already talked that yellow can be a radiant color, so that's nice. But I'm also looking at the flip side of the record, and that says that there's something to do with anxiety and a little bit of nervousness that could accommodate in some form this plumpness in your stomach. Do you ever eat out of stress? Is there
I've always enjoyed eating, even from the time I was a little girl. There'd be a bowl of leftover salad after I had my meal. I'd finish the salad. I just always enjoyed food.
Well, you've always enjoyed it. So the food, the element of the second chakra and the radiant aspect of yellow is makes sense, because the radiant aspect of yellow is that joy and inspiration. I've got the element of food, which is stomach, going into that zone. But there's something else. I don't know why I'm digging for this, but there's something else about anxiety. Mm-hmm. There's something about anxiety going on. Then the name Paul comes in, P-A-U-L, or Pauline or Paula, but there's a Paul.
I think I have a guide, Pauline. I've been told I have a guide and her name is Pauline.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay, I could be that's right. I could be picking up on you've been told that, but I could also be picking up on your guide, Pauline. I don't always connect to guides as though they have names, you know. They don't, you know, Paul, you know, Becky, Tom. Guides don't really walk around like they have names. They're energy forms. We like
but
to give them.
All I can think of, and I had a friend as a child that got killed. His name is Paul.
Paul?
Oh, Paula.
Paula?
Paul. So, it was a male.
Paul. Well, you know what? We've made some connection. Pauline could be a spirit guide. Paul, I got a Paul. So I've got that little boy or that young person that crossed over, fell around your energy to this morning. Maybe there's just a connection. A lot of people who cross over are still very much connected to the earth, and they feel a vibration of a familiar face. They'll go over there and they'll knock on the door, so to speak, and shout out their name to me. So there's something about that probably that's going on. I don't know where it leads us, but it does link you to the spiritual world. And as far as the $50,000 coming in, I've got a 500 people outside my door right now that are asking for $50,000 if I can connect to a spirit. So it's a long wait. I wouldn't wait for $50,000. Everybody wants that.
Probably more like $100,000. Yeah, I understand.
You make it a million. You're still going to have to wait in line for that one. I can't promise you that one.
All right.
You know, standing the element, Susan, that you've connected to a spirit, and that that could be constructive in examining where that goes.
Okay. All right, Susan. Oh. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Okay. We have a private caller, who doesn't have their hand raised. So I'm not sure if you want a reading. Are you wanting a reading?
This is Deanna. How are you?
Oh, hi. Hi, Deanna. You're blocked today.
Because I made a call a couple of days ago and I blocked it then and I forgot that I was blocked.
Oh. That's okay. It doesn't matter. We don't care. But I didn't know, I didn't know it was you. So 33, 6, she's 11, 8, 49. What's going on?
Nothing much. Looking for work. Hoping for work this week.
Okay. And has that improved at all? You've had some jobs, I know, in the last couple weeks. Right?
I don't know that it has improved. I don't know that it has improved. It's been really low. Slow.
Okay. Sorry.
I love the subject matter today.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
and I want to go in line for a million. Okay.
No.
For a million.
She says.
Yeah.
Get behind me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody wants the money. Okay. So, Well, the only connection I can make with you today, Deanna, maybe you can do it online, is I'm seeing the word library. So there's something connected to a library. Now, most aspects, I don't know if there's anything you can do that can connect to a library where there could be a job opportunity, but the word itself is a lure towards getting a job.
Well, let me tell you, the library opened on the 18th, right across the street from me. The 17th, I went over there while people were outside, and I asked two of the staff members if they were hiring, and they said no. But it would be ideal. It's right across the street, no driving, and something I enjoy.
Oh.
And someone else, I don't know when, maybe about a month and a half ago, had told me something about a library, which is what led me there.
I would get to know the librarian, and whatever, I know you have certain talents that you offer. You're an interpreter, you know language. You might want to get to know the librarian, and maybe and the motion of getting to know the librarian and she's getting to know you, maybe something can be worked out with the library system that might be fruitful in terms of job hunting. That's where I would go first for today's reading.
Okay, understood. Do you see any of what I've been doing coming through this week? Because I will head to the library, but in the meantime, and that is like a lengthy process to do that. In the meantime, I'm wondering if there will be the usual kind of work for me.
Well,
thank you so much.
I would say that we're in a good realm. August is the eighth month, and that's the day you're born on an eight. So I would say it's still possible. So what I'll do is, you know, open up the gates, so to speak, energetically. And that's the best I can do for you right now is to ask that gates be opened within the month of August for something to occur. So if you're doing your footwork and trying to do your best to open something up, compiled with my efforts to open up a gate, so to speak, we might be able to make something happen before Tuesday of next week. So it's possible. We'll give it a try. Look for any major insect energy outside your home, like a lot of bees or a paper wasp nest, or just, I don't know why, but there seems to be an insect connection to your environment. And I don't know what that means yet, but because I'm so connected to animals and wildlife and all kinds of animal forms, including insects, I would say that there's something going on about insects. And insects do play a big part in our literature. You know, they do play a big part, of course, if you are well versed in insect lore. There's something to that. So is there any immediate connection to insects around your environment?
Well, I was thinking of busy as a bee, so get busy. The other thing is I've planted a few seeds outside, and I've noticed tiny little insects. I don't know what they are. I don't think they're gnats, but right near them. I planted
you did notice it. So you planted,
like that.
Yeah. Well, you planted seeds, and the intelligence of plants is that they plants and insects are connected. So the intelligence of a plant is they put out fluid, and they put out substance, and they put out color to pollinate. So pollinating is part of the job aspect. So there could be some strong symbolism going on there. So that's where I would take that right now.
Thank you, Neil. Thanks for the idea of flow, because I've been more like in a stuck, you know, idea. So the idea of flow is much more positive. And thank you, Kristen.
Okay, Deanna, you're welcome. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. And we've got one last caller. It's Enchantress. She is born on 9-15-54, Neil 34-7. Hello.
Hi, you remember me. I remember you.
That's good.
Yes. And I got your note today, so here I am.
The invitation?
My energy's been up and around and all about lately.
Okay.
I know with the Venus retrograde and the shift, I think it's really affecting me.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, we don't really subscribe to astrology too much here. It's not necessarily, I don't think what Neil's going to analyze as being the reason, but I don't know. Her energy's all over the place and she's feeling it's because of an astrological influence.
Well, you know, in terms of astrology, you're not talking to the guy that was going to, you know, connect to that entirely. I don't. People mm-hmm. have treated me to astrology readings, and I've been amazed at how inaccurate they've been.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're fun. It's nice. The planets, the astrological signs. It's all part of the language, I think. But mm-hmm. I wouldn't, you know, look at it in terms of guiding my life. I just don't. I just don't. So, but in terms of the disconnection of your energy, that tends to me to be more of a journey backward in time to your immediate past, not a past life, to your immediate past, about a dissolution maybe within the family zone. And I don't recall, Enchantress, but did you have a disjointed family life? Was there traveling? Was there a broken family? Anything?
Not with my family, but I was married to a sociopath, and the next one was a spiritual vampire, so that was drastic to my life.
Okay.
That's it.
That's where I would tend to take my journey, because it's still in a family zone, so to speak, and one was a marriage, and he was a sociopath, so that disrupted you. There's something in your energy field that you haven't disengaged from that experience. And your mind may have made some progress, but there's still some energy in your spirit, in your soul, in your astral body from his rude interactions with you and his negative energy. And then the other one being a vampire, which would suck up your resources. And so one manipulates you, the other one sucks you dry, and you know, you're left barren. So I think that probably we have to look, you have to get into your female power. Mm-hmm. You have to get into forget about male energy right now, get into your female power and reinvest your nourishment there. Have a deep dialogue with Mother Universe and go into that aspect. Connected to each chakra, first chakra, second, all the way up to the seventh, connotating it with a female energy, female power.
I don't know if you know this or remember, but aren't you really into fairies, Enchantress?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh, right. I'm writing about that. It's like a fairy that came to Earth. But the thing is, I'm getting a lot of strong women around me, empowering me. And the other thing is that a friend of mine who's in my life, his sister, I don't know if she's a sociopath, but she's pretty bad up there. Maybe. And so I think this is bringing back memories of what I went through. And the women that I'm meeting that are empowered, they have had a similar darkness that I've had. So there is this connection of bringing back memories of sharing that information with someone who gets it.
So anyway, Neil, what I was saying about the fairy situation is, you're connected. Female that she needs to get back in touch with. Yeah, we're getting our 60-second warning, so I want you to just finish up here, Neil.
Okay, I'll be quiet. Okay.
No, that's okay, but we need to close on time today.
Yeah, well, so. I think we're all on the right track. So connecting to female power.
Excuse me.
Disconnecting from obnoxious male energy and reuniting with your higher female power is where you need to go right now. And at the same time, consciously releasing yourself from any obnoxious, noxious energy that male energy has done to you. Release it and replace it with more female honey, whatever you want to call it.
Nectar.
You know, that's where you got to go.
Okay, that makes sense why these women are coming towards me and they're saying, warning me about the relationship and different things about me, and they're looking out for me, and they're saying, look out for you before you think of someone else.
Okay, well,
thank you so much. You're echoing to me what the universe wants me to hear.
I'm so glad. All right. We are out of time, Neil, and we will be back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, barring any changes. Okay, thanks everybody for joining us. Bye-bye.